we've got our five.
The last two have been voted assholes, just so you know, if we want to like sprinkle them in the
mix. I've been voted an asshole before too, but I'm still here. You can't cancel me.
Cool. Cancel culture ain't got you yet.
Nope. No matter how problematic I am, still out here being a bitch.
Great. How was your week?
What did I even do this week? Let me pull up my calendar. Literally, I can't remember what I do in a week if I don't have my calendar with me. Let's see. I did some work stuff.
That's strange. I feel like that's weird.
That was fine. Let's look at last week. I did work stuff. We had a focus day. I had a pretty good lunch on Wednesday. We went over to this RT rotisserie near the panhandle in the park, and I had a chicken sandwich that was really good. Last night I had Korean barbecue. I got my new trays. Like, I'm doing a lot this week. Now I remember all of it.
Busy week. Yeah.
And then my friend Megan just flew in from Orlando, and she's seeing her gay uncles in Sacramento. I call them gay because they are homosexuals, for Pride Month. And then she's going to come down here and see me, her gay best friend. I say that because I'm gay and her best friend. And we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff. I took Thursday off. We've got Friday off. We might go to a baseball game, maybe. We're going to eat a bunch of good food. We might murder three people. Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for years. Like, who would you murder if you could? And I was like, I don't know if I could pick just one. So we settled on three to kind of mix it up. We'll send you a letter if it's going to be you.
Oh, okay. I would like the heads up. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
because you're going to want to get your affairs in order. Do you have a provision in your will that if I kill you legally, I don't get to have Cammy? Because you should.
You don't get Cammy no matter what.
It's wild that you say that all the time.
Yeah, well, it's
that was
true,
a weird Christmas card to get.
Yeah.
Especially
because you'll never get my dog.
It's June.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. You will never, ever own my dog.
Because nobody can own Cammy.
It's always bothered me when people say, like, Christmas in July. And I'm like, if it's a half Christmas, then it would be June. Right? Like, there's all these stores that'll do, like, Christmas in July sale.
When did that even
start? That doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
I'm going to look.
Should be Christmas in June.
Maybe they didn't want to step on Flag Day.
Oh, is Flag Day June 25th?
No, it's tomorrow. How do you not know that?
I've never kept up with Flag Day, I guess.
That's so weird to me.
Did you know yesterday was National Rosé Day?
Of course I knew that. No, I didn't.
Celebrated
by
drinking rosé.
So you celebrate every day then?
Yeah, I celebrate privately.
Yeah, I tweeted earlier, Happy Flag Day to all who celebrate. Happy Flag Day Eve.
I should have tweeted that yesterday on Rosé Day to all who celebrate. We went to a really good restaurant last night. Well, we ran a 5K yesterday morning. It was like a fun run. It went poorly because...
because it was a 5K.
Well, running here is hard. Like, I've had good 5Ks before. Not many, but a few. I just haven't really seriously, like, gone running here since we moved here. And I didn't really train much. Like, I ran a couple times last week and the week before, maybe like 4 or 5 times a week for the past like 2 weeks, but that's not much time to actually build up a base. So
no, it's not.
First mile. So it was like a 5K is like 3 miles, but it was an out and back. So it's like 1.55 miles and then you turn around. It was like downtown Denver. It was pretty cool. But you go, like, the first half was all downhill. So I was
You're like, this is easy.
I was like, fuck yeah. And I looked at my time at one point and I was doing like an 8:40 mile, which is not way fast, but faster than I normally run. So I was just like, oh no.
That was you reaping, and then you were sowing, as your tweet said.
Yeah. 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 No. Yeah. So sowing is when you sow your seeds and then you reap later.
Oh, yeah. Sowing and then reaping. I only know the reaping from the Hunger Games.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So I really slowed down there at the end. Almost threw up, but I didn't.
Aww.
And then we finished the race, and I got to have a beer because it was at a brewery. And then we got these, like, cool novelty glasses from the brewery as your, like, prize. They didn't give out medals, but you got that. And then we forgot them there. So.
So what was even the point?
It was fun, kind of.
Yes.
And then my brother and his wife had a powerlifting meet, so we went to that after. But it was all outside, and it was like a billion degrees. But it was really cute. We got a picture of Odin pretending to lift up one of the bars mm-hmm. that holds all the weights.
What super can he bench picture. Already? Like, what's he at?
Like 120. Yeah, pretty solid.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he's what? He'll he's like there, 8 months now? 9?
7.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he's a little behind then. You've got to train harder.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing.
Your video is, like, cutting in and out for me. This is annoying.
You're annoying.
What is going on?
I mean, everything's good on my end.
Display brightness.
Which computer? Are you using your work computer?
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, no. Chuck Robbins, who's listening to this podcast.
I wish Chuck would listen to this podcast. Coward. Calling him out.
Yeah.
Remember the time we asked G to play drums with the band and he was like, yeah, maybe. That's funny. I would love to, but I gotta go to bed. Time difference.
Remember when the wine moms in the chat at Cisco Live or whatever were like, oh my god, if Cisco had a band, it would be named Panic at the Cisco. LOL. All caps, LOL.
But you out-wine mommed them because you came up with that a year earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, who's the real wine mom now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's me.
Real wine moms of Denver, Colorado? Colorado?
Honestly,
Colorado.
Yeah. Colorado.
Colorado.
Everyone say Colorado.
I'm a giraffe.
I'm a giraffe.
I can't wait till we go skiing.
We're pre-recording this because I'm going to be, I guess this will come out next week. I'm going to be driving, David and I are driving back to Michigan this week. So Wednesday and Thursday we will be driving, and then we will be back in Michigan for 2 weeks, and then we'll be driving back here.
Mm-hmm.
So, won't have a live podcast for a minute. Not that it's ever live, but we usually record them a little bit closer.
I still think we should do a live podcast.
When they come out?
Yeah, wait, we can talk as if we can talk as if this is, like, closer. Be like, wow, what a week we had the week starting Monday the 14th. Couldn't believe that happened to whoever stuff happened to. That's outstanding or bad.
Yeah, crazy.
Or good.
Crazy.
Yeah. What a wild week it was.
I'm going to turn off my camera because for me, your video is like 2 seconds behind your audio and it's really, I can't, it's really bad.
Does turning off your camera help it?
Yeah. Seems to be closer now.
Okay. As I said, I can turn my camera off too.
But then it's just going to feel weird. I don't know.
Sorry. So it feels weird for me because I can't see you and there's a picture of a small boy here and I don't know what he's saying. I don't remember where your picture's from. But it doesn't feel weird to you because I'm still here. I guess that's fair.
That was like a 1 week for my one-on-one. Like, my camera wasn't working at all. Like, it didn't work on WebEx. It didn't work on Google Meet. Didn't work on anything. And so my manager just also turned her camera off. Was like, none of us will have camera now.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as the camera is off, you know I'm not wearing any clothes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we want to have a live podcast for a sec.
Well, I mean, maybe. I might try to get a co-host and do one, but this will be fine for this Friday because I'm going to be, my friend's in town, so we'll be busy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to sneeze. Hold up. Now it's gone.
Did you sneeze?
No.
So then you're going to have to sneeze again in a little bit. But for real.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
I've had really bad, the grass pollen here is really, really bad. So I mm-hmm. just had horrible allergies for the past few days.
I had one day of bad allergies. Great. I don't know what it was. I did take an allergy pill today though.
Yeah, I've been taking allergy meds and still just like sneezing my face off. It's like the grass pollen levels here. If you look it up, it just says like really bad and it's like dark red.
It's probably because of the damn vaccine making your allergies worse.
That's it. Let's see. Grass pollen, Denver. Pollen count.
There's just one guy, one weather person out there.
He's out there counting
the pollen. Literally. He's like, oh God, it just keeps coming. I'm just going to say 100 and that's got to be it.
It's at least 100,
mm-hmm.
probably more.
I counted 100 in about 5 minutes, so it's 100 per 5 minutes pollen.
It says today tree pollen is high,
mm-hmm.
but tomorrow and Tuesday tree pollen will be low, and today grass pollen is high, tomorrow and Tuesday will be very high.
Okay, so don't go outside. I've seen the happening.
I don't know what it is that I'm allergic to, if it's the tree pollen or the grass pollen. So we'll see. If it gets better tomorrow, then it's the tree pollen.
Because mm-hmm.
the tree pollen is going away tomorrow.
Just go rub your face on some of it.
I'm excited to drive back to Michigan and then get eaten by cicadas.
I don't think they do that.
Yeah. No, they do. That's just a fact.
No,
you heard it here first.
The thing with cicadas, the only reason people like them is because they're 9/11 truthers. Yeah, that's the noise they make. Is it's always jet fuel can't melt steel beams.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
If you slow it down, that's what it sounds like. They just say it fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Should we do some posts? I know we were going to maybe try to fit 2 episodes in tonight, but we'll see.
Love to fit it in. Okay. Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, nice. Great. Love to fit it in. Okay. I want to read this one. This one sounds wild. Absolutely.
I
want to
read.
All right. Am I the asshole for missing most of my daughter's wedding after she scheduled hers a day after my stepdaughter's wedding, even though I tried to be there? Seems like one of those is your daughter and one of them is not.
Well, they kind of are.
Well,
I would say they are.
I want to read the rest of it.
I don't think a steps anything doesn't mean like you're not family.
Sure. I want to hear the rest of this, though. Okay. My daughter has always been resentful of my stepdaughter, and growing up, we've had to deal with a lot of issues related to this resentment. The unfortunate reality was that my ex and I shared custody, so naturally, I saw my daughter less than my stepdaughter. My stepdaughter's biological father passed away, and I've treated her like my own since she was 2. Okay. I love them both equally, and I've never shown preferential treatment towards my stepdaughter, something my daughter always accuses me off. I think she meant of.
You ever just accuse somebody off? It's so hot.
Accuse you off. I'm going to accuse you off so hard. All right. In 2019... my stepdaughter sent out a save the date for her wedding for a Saturday in September. My daughter immediately called me, furious and accusing her stepsister of deliberately planning her wedding the day before hers. My daughter said she sent her own save the date a week later for the someday on the same weekend. Oh, my daughter sent her own save the day. So, okay.
So the stepdaughters came first.
Stepdaughter's save the date came first. And then the daughter sent the save the date the week later for the Sunday, but on the same weekend. But it's likely that the family already knew the dates of both of them.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Yeah. I talked to my stepdaughter, who said it was pure coincidence and that she doesn't even talk to my daughter after all those years of them not getting along. Mm. The issue was that my daughter's wedding was happening in another state that's a 13-hour drive away. Both of them wanted me to walk them down the aisle. All of my extended family chose to attend my daughter's wedding over my stepdaughter's. I did the math and calculated that if I left my stepdaughter's wedding at 10 p.m. and drove through the night, I'd make it with 2 hours to freshen up and get ready. Unfortunately, I got lost along the way, plus traffic, and I missed the actual wedding ceremony. My daughter's stepfather ended up walking her down the aisle by himself. I feel like I tried my best to make both my children happy, but I failed one of them completely. My stepdaughter and her husband have been attacked on Facebook by my daughter's friends, who is claiming that my stepdaughter planned it on purpose. When I tried to clear up the situation, I was completely shut down. I gave my daughter and son-in-law an additional gift of money to go to Japan, which has always been their dream. It was a lot of money, but I hoped it would be sort of way for me to ask forgiveness. They had to postpone their trip because of COVID. My daughter refuses to even consider any sort of forgiveness. The few times she picks up my calls always ends with her bringing up the wedding and getting angry at me again. I was told by a few members of my family that I was the asshole for not prioritizing my biological child's wedding and skipping my stepdaughter's wedding instead. Am I the asshole? This post is voted the asshole. I don't think that there are any assholes here, if I'm being honest.
I want to know why you didn't take an airplane. Like, why would you drive 13 hours instead of flying?
Yeah. Well, maybe it was somewhere that wasn't close to an airplane. I don't know. Or close to an airport, you know? If it's at some, you know, farm that's like a 5-hour drive from an airport, then it's going to end up taking the same amount of time no matter what.
I guess, but I don't know. I guess we don't know where they are.
I want to say, so I say based on this situation, I don't think anyone's an asshole, but the fact that the daughter has this resentment indicates something.
Well, yeah, right? I think there was more going on.
There is definitely more than this side of the story that we are getting.
Mm-hmm.
So I am, like, no assholes here, with maybe a slight, like, what have you done over the years that makes your daughter feel this way? And maybe think about that. But I don't know. They should have tried to, like,
Yeah, sucks. I guess if I were him, I would have been like, okay, I'm going to do your wedding and I'm going to stay until X o'clock, but then I have to leave. Because, like, even his plan, I'll just drive 13 hours. And I'll have 2 hours to spare. Like, that doesn't make any sense, because you should probably sleep. And if you're drinking at the wedding, that's going to be an issue. But, like, I would just say, hey, I've got to leave by, I don't know, 8 o'clock or something, so I can catch a flight so I have enough time. Like, there was a way to make this work that didn't involve a 13-hour drive, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they probably could have made this work. So this is the dad. Because I was reading this picturing that this was the mom, but now it makes much more sense.
No, because the father traditionally...
The biological father passed away. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm maybe leaning a little bit towards you're the asshole, because she wanted you to walk her down the aisle. And, like...
But so did his other daughter.
Yeah, but he could have fucking figured that out, right?
Yeah, like, well, I think he didn't make an effort. I don't think that she wanted him to do that specific thing has any more weight than the other daughter wanting it too.
No, I definitely don't think that. I'm not cool with the extended family saying you should have prioritized your biological kid.
Well, they all went, yeah, to her, the daughter's wedding too.
Daughters, so. Yeah. Why didn't he skip the reception of the stepdaughter's wedding?
Mm-hmm.
So he could make it
for a little bit, like...
Go for
people would
bit.
Have to be
to,
understanding, like, hey, my yeah. daughters who hate each other did this, and now I got to deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he sacrificed walking his daughter down the aisle so he could go to the full wedding of the other. Because, okay, so I'm doing the math here. 15 hours total. So if it's a 13-hour drive plus 2 hours to freshen up driving through the night. First of all, it's not safe. But,
no. Like, and he's leaving at 10 p.m. So he was up all day at this wedding. Then he's going to leave at 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's the
shitty
thing.
And he got lost
along
the way? Like, you don't have a cell phone? Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like excuses.
I'm firmly you're the asshole now. He left the stepdaughter's wedding at 10. Why didn't you leave at fucking 7 or 6? Like, right? Go to the full ceremony, go to dinner or whatever, and then do your speech, and then leave. And
maybe
it's okay.
Do the one dance, the daddy-daughter dance. Super awkward.
And then make it to the other one. But this is a pattern, clearly, and this is why your daughter has these feelings, right? Because this is funny. You're the asshole. You have two daughters who were both engaged and planning weddings, and you were so disengaged that you didn't even know what month they were both looking at for the wedding. Yeah, that. So he's saying this, neither daughter knew when the other one's wedding was, so it wasn't like they were doing it out of spite. They just didn't talk to each other. But the dad had to have, like, right, like, you would kind of know, right? Like, he could have been the one to communicate to either one of them, like, oh no, I know that your stepsister is looking at that weekend, so don't do it that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how he wasn't aware of what was going on. Like, he must have been aware somewhere. I don't know, write it down. He can't remember.
Yeah, here we go. Your daughter has always said that you favor your stepdaughter. Well done for proving once and for all that is the case.
Oops, yeah, all stepdaughter.
Next top comment. You could have left right after the ceremony instead of at 10 p.m.
I know that you stayed for the whole reception at that point.
The entire reception, yeah. Also, like, why not, okay, leave after the ceremony or after dinner or whatever and take like a 2-hour nap, right? Like,
yeah, so that you don't get lost, quote unquote. I wonder if he got lost. I think he just got tired and stopped to sleep.
Probably.
And how much traffic is there? At,
over in the middle of the
overnight,
night?
Yeah, on a weekend.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I've done my fair share of cross-country drives and so there's not traffic.
I'm trying to think too. If he left at 10 p.m., he was going to get there at 11 a.m. plus 2 hours, so 1, assuming he didn't cross the time zone. So even, I don't know, I don't think there was traffic. I don't believe him.
There's no traffic. Yeah, it's if it was like a Monday wedding and you had like the 9 a.m. rush hour, but this
one
is
of those
a Sunday
classic
morning.
Monday weddings.
Yeah, this is a Sunday morning.
I know when I think
Monday wedding would be
like
really cheap.
Monday in September, that's it.
It would be cheap, man.
Do yours on Monday in September.
Okay.
Cool. I'll put it on my calendar. I'll reserve all Mondays because, you know, you're not engaged, so.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad that we hashed that one out because, like, my first impression was nothing terrible here, like, guys stuck in between a rock and a hard place, but the more I look at the details, I have to wonder if it had been his daughter's wedding on the Saturday and his stepdaughter's wedding on the Sunday, what would he have done then? Would he have
left
like
early.
Only done the ceremony at the daughter's wedding and then made it to the full wedding of the stepdaughter? Yeah. Oof. Blows. I can't see him having any relationship with his daughter after this, to be honest.
Maybe that's the end goal. Maybe that's what he really wants. All right, I'm going to read the next one. This one is, am I the asshole for not apologizing when my husband dipped his balls in my poop water?
I saw that title and I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I gotta know this one. All right, this is posted 10 hours ago. This all happened last night around 1 a.m. Yeah, fresh like that poop. I had just finished nursing our baby and was getting ready for bed. My husband was finishing up some work and was doing the same. Our master bathroom has a separate room for the toilet, so after I went pee, I was brushing my teeth, and when my husband walked in, he proceeds to sit on the toilet to poop and immediately starts screaming and jumps up. Apparently, the toilet had backed up to the brim, and when he sat down, his balls dipped into the poop-filled bowl. He jumps up and starts stripping down, yelling the whole time. I'm actually about to die laughing so hard with a toothbrush in my mouth, but I rally and get to work plunging the toilet as he continues to yell. I apologize by saying, "I'm so sorry that this happened to you. It's disgusting, and this sucks," or something to that effect. Now, our house has finicky toilets, and we do get backups fairly frequently, once per week. My husband always blames me, which may have some merit since I do use toilet paper for all my business, while he only uses it for 50% of his. We have several bathrooms in our house, and typically he uses a guest bathroom, his, quote, poop room. So the times where he has to deal... Well, yeah, we call it the shitbox, though.
Yep.
So the times where he has to deal with a backup allegedly caused by me is rare. Last night, he decided to forego using his bathroom and used our bathroom, which is where the problem literally arose. For additional context, I last had a number 2 in the afternoon and had used toilet several times before the ball dip and had no issues. So after a very long day, he had to take a shower at 1 a.m. and was irritated with me. He felt that, 1, my apology was not sincere. 2, I did not take ownership of being the cause of the backup and subsequent ball dip. And 3, I should have watched the toilet fully flush to make sure that all was well. I feel that my apology was enough. I validated his feelings, and I generally felt bad that it happened. However, I consider this an act of God for which I am not responsible. Additionally, I don't think it's my responsibility to monitor the toilet after I've used it. It's the next user's responsibility to look where they're sitting. So Reddit, am I the asshole for not apologizing for the ball dip and not monitoring the toilet post-use?
No.
Are
the streets okay?
What a tale this was. Why didn't he look when he was sitting down? First of all, I also think this may be one of the, like, the fake trolley posts, but
I don't know. There's a lot of details, right? Like, that would be a lot of detail for a fake post.
It's real well written, you know.
I'm worried about how angry he got. I mean, I can see, like, late at night, you know, you go to poop before bed and then you get poop on your balls. You're not going to look at the toilet before.
Do you not monitor the toilet after you poop? Do you not make sure, like, hey, this went all right?
Let me think.
Because I know you've been dealing with some stomach stuff lately.
I think I usually give it a glance. Like, I don't wait the whole time, but if it all looks to be going smoothly, then, yeah, I leave the room.
I know, because I've heard you yell down the hole when you flush.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why would I make that up?
Somebody did rule you're the asshole. You've acknowledged that you know your toilets are finicky and prone to backing up, so yes, you should make sure there's no issue after you flush. It's an additional 30 seconds of your time, and not only prevents accidents like this, but also means no one has to look at your gross toilet leavings in general. Yeah, like, if you know your toilets clog all the time, then yeah, you should make sure that, especially if you have a baby around, like, you don't want them messing
with
that.
What if the baby fell in your shit water?
But it doesn't justify him yelling at you. That's so...
The apology that the poster has shared in here, doesn't seem sincere. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That sounds like the fake apologies that you give to people when you're trying to make sure you pretend to validate their feelings.
I feel like I'm sorry that happened to you is a real apology, but for, like, a worse situation. A fake apology is, I'm sorry you feel that way, because that's not...
I'm sorry you feel that your balls touch the poop water.
But OP doesn't know that this was her poop, right? She said she used the toilet several times after pooping in it and didn't have any problems.
No, that was through the day.
Yeah, but no. Well, they said they. She said she pooped in it and then throughout the afternoon used it multiple times, like to pee.
Yeah, and there were no other issues.
And there were no issues. So.
But she didn't use it after the poop. This was a night poop.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't even know that it was her poop. Like, he could be getting that mad because he knows that it's his.
Well, and this also says, I went pee and I was brushing my teeth when he walked in. So it doesn't even mention that she pooped initially. We're poking holes in this. You gotta wake up pretty early to get one over on the old unholy pod.
I just feel like people who get so angry over stuff like this are just going to have a shorter life. Like, I'm trying to imagine if this had happened to David, what he would do.
He would tell you, and then you would tell the group chat, and then we'd make fun of him. We'd call him shitballs for months.
He, like, he has had, there has been times when he's like, pooped in a bathroom.
You're gonna make me cut this out later. I know you are.
No, there's nothing bad here. Like, pooped and then realize that there's no toilet paper after pooping, and then I just hear the shower turn on.
that's a waste of water. Like, we're in a drought.
Like, welp, what am I gonna do? No drought here. We got 4 more inches of rain this last month.
Four more inches of rain.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love when the rain comes down. We've got a lot of fog, but apparently you can't turn that into, like, water in a reservoir.
No.
So let's think of it a different way. David poops, and you're going in to use the toilet, and you drop a boob in there.
My boob does not ever get close to the toilet.
What? You don't do a titty swirly?
This is so gross. This whole story is so gross.
You picked this.
I know.
Okay, but do we think the poster is the asshole or not?
No, and I think the husband needs to lighten up.
Well, it doesn't say he yelled. It said he was irritated, and I feel like being irritated is fair because David would be irritated. No, it says he yelled. Where?
It says he jumps and he starts stripping down, yelling the whole time.
Okay, well,
he's a big baby.
She wrapped it up saying, after a very long day, he had to take a shower at 1 a.m. was irritated with me.
Yeah, but he yelled at her, which is not okay.
Well, it doesn't indicate that he yelled at her. It just said he yelled. Like, maybe he was exclaiming, I've got shit on my balls.
I don't know. I think he sounds like a bit of a dick. Mm.
To be fair, you hate men.
That is true, yeah. Happy Pride Month, everyone.
Yeah. Unless you're a guy, then whatever.
I want to wish a happy Pride Month to all the straight women who hate men.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
That's funny. I do always like the memes of, like, do you think I chose to be straight? Sexuality is not a choice, or I would not be attracted to men. I would never do this to me.
Please.
Someone please help me.
Why would I choose this? No, no. Some guys are great.
Do you know any?
David's fine.
Is he?
He's sometimes stinky, but other than that. Yeah.
And then he always blames it on Cammy.
She is stinky. She's always stinky.
Why don't you give her more baths?
She hates them.
Okay.
She's so miserable when she gets a bath, so I feel so bad. She's just moody. I don't do it very often. No, she acts like she's dying when she gets a bath. She, like, violently shakes and looks at you and is like, why are you doing this to me?
She learned that from David.
Yeah, he does that when you bathe him as well. Yeah. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a break and then we'll come back and do some more.
Great. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba, yeah. All right. I'm ready. Whenever you're ready.
Can't wait to lose because it's kind of, you know.
Impossible.
Yeah, like it doesn't mean anything, any of this. Nothing means anything, though, to be fair.
Did you watch Bo Burnham? Is that why you think that?
Did you watch it finally?
No. I've just been seeing a lot of it on TikTok.
You so should watch all it.
It's making all the teens very depressed. Didn't I'm like, depressed. Jokes on I those teens. Good. I've been depressed for years.
Yeah, idiots. Should have been depressed when you were younger. Then you could just deal with this.
Yeah, all these kids are just now realizing they're depressed. Please.
I guess at least no, they found out.
Some of the tracks have been like circulating on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And it does sound good, but it looks heavy. So I'm just waiting until I'm...
You and David should watch it on like a date night.
No, I don't think it's date night material.
No, it absolutely is. You watch it, it gets you erotically charged, and then, you know, you discuss. Erotically.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went to a new place for a date night last night. It was actually really nice.
That can't be true.
It what? What, that it was good or that it was really nice?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That it was good and or nice. That's a lie.
It was great. It was, called Blue Oyster Bar, I think. It was like seafood, super good.
Do they have anything like Don't Fear the Reaper? Because that would be the reference to make there.
No.
There's the band Blue Oyster Cult.
Yes, I know of the band.
And they had a song called yep. More Cowbell and then parentheses Don't Fear the Reaper.
I don't think that's what that song is called.
You always think I'm a liar.
Because you are.
Because I lie all the time?
Speaking of being a liar, all right. I got some posts ready for our game. And, oh, hold on. I accidentally picked too many posts. So
too many posts.
Let me close a few of these tabs.
I mean, actually, save them for the next, episode.
True.
All right.
Pick a number between 1 and 5.
Ice cold.
That's not a number.
3.
Am I the asshole for buying a car with my Dogecoin? Am I the asshole? Is my friend the butthole? Am I the asshole for yelling at my husband over a dream I had? Am I the asshole for wanting to shower daily? And am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to stop being naked? I feel like all of this podcast could just be like, are straight people okay?
Yeah, I don't think they are. I have to assume
we're not
buying a car at Doge. That sounds like straight people culture to me. I'm going to say, is my friend the butthole?
No, that one's real. It is written, the title is just AITA, is my friend the butthole?
But they clearly don't understand how these posts work, which is the fake one.
The Dogecoin.
Oh, that was my second option.
Yeah. Am I the asshole? Is my friend the butthole? 2 years ago, my friend, who is a lawyer, received a good inheritance to
and buyed
a foreclosed property with lots of land. The property is fenced with a concrete fence, tall as heck, with barbed wire on top. Apparently, the previous owner was a paranoid freak. Since day one after the move, the neighbors asked, and some even demanded for him to let their kids play in his land. In any moment, they said that they would stay to watch then. Since that was the only really big piece of green land near the neighborhood, and he always said no. Last year's, one of the neighbors wanted to throw his son's birthday party at my friend's property, and again, my friend said no, and the neighbor started to scream in my friend's face, and demanding to know why he don't let his kid onto the property. I was with him that day to help with painting his garage and was with him when the neighbors confronted him. So what more or less was said was, look, neighbor, if your or any other kid enter my property, they automatically become liabilities. That means they'd get hurt. It would be fault, and that's not a bullet I am willing to bite because I have plans for the land and have kids running around is not one of them. More screaming ensued before neighbor leaves. They still demanding and he's still denying.
What do the comments on this one say? Because it sounds fake just from the terrible writing.
I think people have to assume that it's not fake. So,
well, yeah, normally I do that, but this, I don't know, feels egregious.
Everyone says this is very poorly written, but if I understood it, your friend is not the asshole.
Yeah, I don't think he's the asshole either. I don't know about the liability stuff, but...
But is he a butthole?
Oh, gosh. That's not what this podcast is. The unbuddy pod.
Unbutt pod.
Whose turn is it to read? Mine or yours? I think it's yours, right?
It's mine. Yeah, let me pick one. Even though I just read that masterpiece for everyone.
No, that doesn't count. I don't even want to think about it anymore.
All right. Am I the asshole for, quote, shaming my sister for offering to breastfeed my baby? So, I'll get straight to it. I have an 8-month-old and a 2-year-old. My sister has a 3-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Her best friend has a 3-year-old and a newborn. I don't know exactly how old the baby is.
There's going to be a quiz at the end about how many babies there are.
Shit. How many kids and how many babies and how old are they? Mm-hmm. All three of us breastfeed. The difference is my sister extended breastfeed. All three of her kids are still feeding, and her friends are still feeding also. I weaned my oldest at 1 year. Plan to do the same with my younger one. So her oldest is 3-month-old, 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old. Okay, and she still breastfeeds all of them. That's fine. This is like weird Western nonsense that you have to stop breastfeeding at 1 year. All right. They also wet nurse for each other, so one of them will have all the kids and feed them while the other goes partying or something. Their older kids don't really care who they get their milk from. Even if they are together, they sometimes won't feed from their own moms. Anyway, we were all at a family get-together, and I was complaining about not being able to go out with my friends because I'm still breastfeeding. Made a joke about switching my baby to formula so she could stay with our parents. Older sister, mom of 7, agreed and said she'd have the baby if I wanted. My other sister stepped in and said she'd have the baby and could nurse her so I don't have to switch her. I guess I looked a little grossed out because then she added that she could also feed her pumped breast milk instead. I declined and kept talking to my other sister about formulas. I'm genuinely thinking about switching my daughter over, so it wasn't intended to make my sister feel uncomfortable. After a while, she came back and added, "You can just say no or that it weirds you out. You don't need to try and make me uncomfortable." To which I replied, and here's where I may be an asshole. Yeah, it fucking weirds me out. It's creepy and I don't like it, but you do you. I wasn't aiming anything I said in your direction. She kind of got stiff and her friends packed up their kids and left. Her friends giving me the stink eye. My parents approached me later saying how I was rude and disrespectful and there was no need to shame her. I needed to apologize for upsetting her. I disagreed. I basically told her what she wanted to hear. I don't think I shamed her at all. It's just not my preference. I now realize I was harsher than needed. I'm not sure if I was the one in the wrong. I was just telling the truth. She's not talking to me, our parents, so I come to you. Am I the asshole? Yes.
Yeah. I think the tone of that, like you could just have said, oh, that's, you know, I'm fine. You know, like politely declined.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine for you to not want someone else to breastfeed your kid.
Honestly, if I were her, I'd want to taste test it first and make sure kids are picky.
Want to make sure this is quality.
Yeah. Give me some of that tip.
No, but there's also like a lot of internalized, misogyny here. Like, it's so weird that they all feed each other's babies and like it's just creepy and like, no, like boobs are for milk.
Is that misogyny?
It's like sexualizing breastfeeding, right? Because you're saying that it's creepy and it's weird and it's like it's just milk, like, and you know, all you could have said is like, oh, you know, if I have you watch her, I'll just give you some pre-pumped stuff. That's the other thing, is to be like, I want to be able to go out with my friends, that's fine, but like, you can just pump your milk. You don't have to be like switching them to formula. People can do whatever they want, but Western society is so weird about breastfeeding.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any opinion on this because I've never breastfed to my knowledge.
Oh, weird.
How old should people stop breastfeeding?
Whenever they want. Mm. Like,
because I know David still breastfeeds.
Yeah. No, it's like, you know, in some cultures, it's normal for kids to breastfeed until they're 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, there's people like, oh, you shouldn't do it once they're old enough to remember it. But like, then they're just going to grow up knowing that boobs are for food. Like, it's food.
They're going to be so confused the first time they have sex. They're like, wait, we already had dinner.
Yeah. This is just weird. It's, you know, maybe it wasn't super cool for the sister to like come up to you at the party and be like, hey, what the fuck is your problem? But like,
like, she was off on the side just firing up, getting real pissed off. Like, I just want to feed that baby. Why would she just say no?
Yeah, I could see people saying, like,
shaming.
It's like putting you in a tough spot because it's like, what, you don't want me to breastfeed your kid? And it's like, well, yeah, but I don't want to tell you that because that feels personal.
Yeah,
right?
We don't have to make it weird. We can just not talk about it.
Yeah, I don't think any of this needed to happen in front of other people, but I don't know. Maybe it's a light everyone sucks here.
Maybe.
Not because the sister is still breastfeeding, but because she, probably Making knowing that issue. She would get that reaction, made it an issue in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. So that
I think
she
the
could
kids
this...
suck because they're not just making their own meals.
The kids do suck. Because of the
milk.
Yeah.
Babies, they're so complicated. So we're gonna call it there. This will be a shorter one so we can try to sneak in another one tonight.
I'll just sneak it in, you know.
Yeah, just kind of sneak it on in there. Okay, so cool. So for us, we're jumping right into another one in a different file, but for you, the audience, have a good week. Ha ha ha. Happy Flag Day. Thank you.